To glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We are into the adventures of Alibi Jones and Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest, a science fiction ghost story. We're in the middle of it, so I will set up the story for you, but you know where we are in the action, so you can dive right in. No matter when you've been listening, when you started, or if you're just starting, you'll be able to enjoy this. I promise. I'm Mike Luoma, and this is episode 498. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. We are approaching episode 500. We are only 2 weeks away. I want you to be part of that, too, and I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit here. But first, let me set up the episode ahead. We're getting into chapter 20 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest. Alibi Jones and his covert ops team are on a special assignment. They are hunting ghosts. They're investigating a giant, mysterious, seemingly ancient spacecraft of unknown origin. Having set up an airlock and pressurized some chambers on board the alien vessel, Alibi's team are trying different methods of communicating with the ship. Others who have gotten this close have reported power drains. Some have even said ghosts appeared on their ships. Alibi and his crew have a field dampener set up in hopes of warding off any invasive attempts to somehow connect with their ship and drain their power. So far, so good. Or at least it had been. After more conventional methods failed, Lenora Schwald, the psychic, went over to try to establish any kind of contact. Lenora had been complaining of headaches ever since they had turned on the field dampener, the project's transpace nullifier. Now she felt it was impeding possible contact with either the ship or possibly aliens themselves. Alibi finally acquiesced to Schwald's request to turn down the transpace nullifier, in the interest of helping facilitate communication. Nothing happened when they first turned down the nullifier. They backed it off just a little bit. That wasn't enough for Schwald, she said, you know, more and more. And after bringing it down to about one-third power, the psychic began to pick up something. And they began to get exotic energy readings from the alien craft, too. They couldn't really pin down the reading. They weren't quite sure what kind of energy it was. And Lenora Schwald lost her headache. But then the ship, she thought, began talking to her, asking why they were hurting it. So when she asked, Alibi turned the transpace nullifier down again, this time to 10%. Schwald screamed in steady pain while their ship experienced a sudden power drain. So that might not have been the best idea. Alibi turned the transpace nullifier back on, full power, or he tried to. He tried to get it to as close to full power as he could, but they were undergoing a power drain. So he ended up having to divert all his ship's resources to it. But he did. He got the power up to full power again. He got the transpace nullifier up to full power, stabilized, and stopped the power drain. But when the comm was restored, they couldn't get an answer from Lenora Schwald, their psychic, over on the ancient alien vessel. No answer. So that's where we're going to pick things up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. The Adventures of Alibi Jones continue with Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest, Chapter 20, coming up. First, a little bit of news. We are at episode 498, 2 weeks away from episode 500. And I have gotten a couple of calls in from folks helping me to celebrate episode 500. We will be hearing from some people, but I want more. More! So here's the deal. I've got this number set up that I want you to call and leave a message at. And when you leave a message, it is what I will use on the show on episode 500. That's going to be your announcement or whatever you want to call it. So give a call to 1-802-322-4281. Call that number. Leave a message I can use on episode 500. That's 802-322-4281. Give me a call, leave a message, and I will put you on episode 500. As we approach episode 500, I'm trying to get some attention for the podcast, for my fiction. So be sure to spread the news if you can. I do appreciate any help. Just did an article for All Access. AllAccess.com is a radio industry, radio and record industry site. It's like a news site. And so I did a column on podcasting for them. So that just came out over the 2 weeks where I took a 2 week little break here. So yeah, there's a new article at All Access on how to break into and maintain in the podcasting space. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes because that might not be the easiest thing to find. But yeah, new article at allaccess.com. Also, a reminder, a couple weeks back, I was on the True Shit podcast with Annie Altman, talking about podcasting for all these years, and about more meta stuff as well. And to try to get some interest, I sent out a press release last week. We'll see if that turns into any coverage, but yeah, just trying to talk it up. Episode 500 in just a couple of weeks with a brand new Alibi Jones short story for you that I better damn well finish, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's coming. I promise. You know what else is coming? Chapter 20 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest. That's on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
50 years ago, Mira, humankind's last hope to find new resources, departed the solar system. 7 years into her mission, she disappeared. She has returned. SNR Black, a Sol Federation Marine Corps vessel, is sent to retrieve her from certain destruction in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. What they find will change humankind forever. From Parsec Award-winning author Paul E. Cooley, Derelict, Marines, Part 1 of the Derelict Saga, combines military sci-fi, space opera, mystery, and suspense to create a journey you won't forget. Podcast available at shadowpublications.com. Paperback and ebook available from amazon.com. Some mysteries shouldn't be solved.
Now here's Chapter 20 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest on Glow in the Dark Radio. Lenora! Lenora Schwald, do you hear me? Alibi called again. Nothing. I'm going over there, Alibi said. Kat, you've got the bridge. Emily, you're with me. Great, she said. She shut down her workstation and got up to leave the bridge with Alibi. Alibi and Emily walked quickly through the cruiser. They stopped long enough at the ship's armory for each of them to grab a blaster pistol, and then, armed, made their way through the airlock into the shelter section on board the alien craft. "Looks normal enough in here," Emily said, glancing around the shelter. "Where is she?" "In the ship itself," Alibi said, "in one of the small rooms off the main pressurized chamber." Alibi led Emily through the shelter's external door and into the pressurized part of the alien ship. Everything in the large, oval space appeared exactly as Alibi had left it. "Nothing's changed," Alibi said. "Weird." Alibi floated over to the smaller room where Lenora Schwald had decided to meditate. She was sitting in the same lotus position he'd left her in, floating with her back to him. "Lenora!" he tried. No response. Alibi floated around her to see her face. He let out a gasp when he saw Schwald's expression.
Oh, no.
He'd left her in such peace. Now her face was contorted, frozen as if in mid-scream, her mouth agape. Her eyes were open wide, with an unseeing stare.
Is she dead? Emily asked.
Does it matter? Alibi said. He looked into Schwald's blank eyes.
Doesn't look like there's anything left of her in there, even if she is alive.
No more there. Emily hunched down next to the woman and pressed her fingers against her neck.
She has a pulse, Emily said, but it's erratic and fading.
Let's get her back on the cruiser, Alibi said. He moved around behind Schwald, reached over, and turned her so her back was to him. He braced himself against the floor and pushed her gently forward.
Humphreys, Alibi called over the comm. Get the stretcher from the aid station and meet us in the shelter section.
Alibi pushed Schwald a little harder. She floated ahead of him out of the small room in her frozen, floating lotus position.
What?
Humphreys came back over the comm, confused.
Cat? Alibi called back.
Yes, Alibi.
Show Humphreys where the stretcher is, Alibi said.
Yes, Alibi.
Emily floated up alongside, and together they guided Schwald back to the shelter section. Humphreys was waiting with the stretcher. He pushed it out through the airlock door, and the three of them maneuvered Schwald onto it.
Alibi turned on the anti-gravity controls on the stretcher, and they eased Schwald through the shelter, the airlock, and on into the cruiser.
The three of them guided the floating stretcher to the cruiser's aid station, with Schwald's sitting figure perched atop it. Once in the cruiser's infirmary, they gently opened her arms and legs to fit her into the aid station so the diagnostics and healing systems could take over.
I don't think she's breathing, Humphreys said, as he, Alibi, and Emily watched the aid station work on Schwald.
The aid station didn't find any brain activity as it tried to revive her. Schwald's autonomic nervous system was shutting down. Bodily functions were ceasing as the control unit, her brain, stopped working. Alibi, Emily, and Humphreys looked on as the aid station continued to try to revive her for another 5 minutes. Then it, too, stopped.
Subject deceased, the aid station declared.
Damn, Alibi said, his voice breaking.
I...
Emily started, but she paused.
There's no reason, Humphreys said. No apparent reason Lenora should be dead.
Except she is, Alibi said.
Leave it to the scientist.
I'm going to my cabin, Emily said.
She left the two men at the aid station as she walked out of the infirmary.
Okay, Doc, Alibi said to Humphreys. Guess you and I have to take care of the body.
Alibi!
Cat called over the comm as Alibi and Humphreys finished laying Schwald's bagged corpse among the other bodies they'd recovered.
In the cargo hold, Cat, Alibi answered. What's up?
Both nullifiers are operating at full power, Cat said. But we are once again experiencing a power drain.
Again?
I'll be right there, Alibi said. He and Humphreys closed up the cargo hold and then made their way back up to the bridge. Cat rose from the co-pilot's seat as they entered.
The power drain is increasing, Cat said. It is rather minimal right now. Was almost imperceptible at first, but it has become more obvious. At this rate, we will be drained of all power in a week.
The news made Alibi breathe a little easier.
A week? So we have some time, he said.
Unless the power drain rate changes and grows logarithmically, Cat said. Then it could be a matter of days or hours.
Does it look like it will? Alibi asked.
It is too minimal now to measure for that, Cat told him. I can only get a vague extrapolation based on current readings. That is where the estimate of a week comes from.
Okay, I've had enough, Alibi said. Let's get out of here.
Alibi? Emily said, her voice quavering. She stood in the entrance to the bridge, her face ashen, all the blood drained away.
What the hell?
Emily, are you okay? He asked. I just saw Mac, she said.
Mac?
Mac, Emily said. My old boyfriend.
The bad ex? Alibi asked. Confused?
Out here? What, he bothering you again? Calling you on the comm? I warned him about... No, not him. The one before him. Peter MacDonald, Emily said.
The safe captain? Alibi asked. But I thought, isn't he?
Alibi looked out at the alien ship through the viewport, and then back at Emily.
He died.
Yep.
So how did you just see him? Alibi asked. Watching old footage?
Alibi, tell me, do you believe in ghosts?
Ghosts? As Alibi spoke, a glowing greenish-yellow light filled the bridge of the cruiser. The light coalesced into a blurry figure. The figure began to acquire detail and became a translucent green man in a helmeted safe EVA suit.
Don't let me die again!
The figure rasped in a rough mechanical voice. It turned toward Emily, reaching for her.
Please, Emily! Don't let me die again!
That was Chapter 20 of Alibi Jones and the Hornet's Nest on Glow in the Dark Radio. I know what you're thinking. Wow, that's a short chapter. That was what you were thinking, right? Hey, we got a ghost! Yes, the ghost has shown up on Alibi's ship. And really freaky? It knows Emily. Emily Brown, Alibi's business manager, crew member, team member. So I hope that's piqued your curiosity. I hope you're going to join me next episode. Find out what that is all about. Yeah, this ghost appearing on the bridge of a spaceship. You might want to find out what that is all about. So I hope you're coming back next week. We are almost there. Next episode is episode 499. I was just looking at my handwriting, wrote that down, 499. It's like, wow. Remember, I want you to be on episode 500. I want you to call my number and leave a message that I can use as an announcement on episode 500. So the number to call is 802-322-4281. Just call, and you'll hear me say, hey, leave a recording, boop, and then you talk. Again, that's 802-322-4281. I've got like 3 recordings now, so that's not a whole lot, but at least there's 3 people you're going to hear from. And I've got a recording from Nutty Bites. Great podcast. Nutty's going to be on there. So I've reached out to a whole bunch of people. We'll see who comes back. But so far, got a few. So it's not just going to be me talking. But I will be talking. In just a couple weeks, man. 500. Again, next week, episode 499. Remember, you can check out my article on podcasting at allaccess.com. That just came out in the last couple weeks. Just follow the link in the show notes. Or, you know, Google allaccess.com, Mike Luoma Podcasting. That kind of thing. All of my stuff, of course, at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, MikeLuoma.com. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.